翻到罗马书十二章，弟兄姊妹请翻到罗马书十二章第一到第二节。
Brothers and sisters, let us turn to Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and 2.
所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的，你们如此侍奉乃是理所当然的。不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化，叫你们查验何为神的善良、成全、可喜悦的旨意。
I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service, and do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
我想我念完这两节圣经，大家都能猜到我今天交通的题目是什么。
I think after reading these two verses, you can all guess what my topic I want to share on today.
我们的确听了很多关于奉献的道。
We have heard so many messages regarding consecration.
但假如我们没有真的把自己奉献给神，或者我们没有真的在这条奉献的路上走下去。
But if we have not truly consecrated ourselves to the Lord or walked the way of consecration,
我们可能真的比那些还没有听见的更可怜。
We may be more pitiful than those who have not heard the message at all.
最近我们弟兄一直跟我们交通恢复，然后我们平时的聚会也读到很多弟兄们的交通。
Lately, our brother has been speaking about how to restore, and we have also been reading other brothers' sharings as well.
我觉得假如没有奉献作为根基，我们对于这些交通就是隔靴搔痒，不能够深入。
And I think that if we cannot really get into it, then we are just scratching the surface.
我今天的交通不是一个关于什么是奉献，或者我们为什么要奉献这样一个完整的交通。
I'm not sharing a complete message on what is consecration or how do we consecrate.
而是关于奉献有三个点，我心中有负担。我尝试借着圣经中三位玛利亚的经历跟大家有交通。
But there are three points on consecration that touch my heart, and I want to use the three Marys in the Bible to share on this.
第一点，
The first point,
就是当我们面对交通这个题目的时候，常常有一些担忧和恐惧进到我们的心思意念当中。
It's that when we, are faced with this matter of consecration, there's often anxiety or worry that comes into our heart.
万一我把自己交给主，主对付我，苦待我，把一些很可怕的事情发生在我身上怎么办？
If I consecrate myself to the Lord and the Lord puts some very dangerous or scary things in my life, then what happens?
我已经交给主了，我的手可能已经不能做什么了。
I have already given it to the Lord. I cannot do anything with my own hands.
所以我就越想越可怕，越想越不甘心，越想越交不出去。
And so the more I think about it, the more I become afraid, the more I am unable to give it to the Lord.
这种恐惧和担忧夺走我们心里的盼望。
This fear and anxiety has taken away the hope in our hearts.
我们觉得奉献是一件没有盼望的事情。
We think that consecration is something that has no hope.
既然没有盼望，我为什么还要交给主？我还不如紧紧抓在自己的手里，假如什么不好的事发生，我就认了。
If there is no hope, why do I still give it to the Lord? I will put it in my own hands, because if something bad happens, then I put up with it.
有位弟兄跟我说，他小的时候生过大病。
A brother once told me that when he was young, he became very ill.
所以他就很害怕自己以后也会生病。
And so he was very afraid that later on in his life, he would become sick.
他听到别人的生病，他都很害怕。
And when he heard other people were ill, he would also become very afraid.
这个成为他把自己完全奉献给主一个很大的阻碍。
And so this became a great stumbling block for him to completely consecrate to the Lord.
说实在话，那个时候我不知道怎么回答这位弟兄。
And honestly speaking, I did not know how to respond to the brother at the time.
我不能说弟兄你不要想那么多，因为我知道我们每个人心中都有自己害怕的东西。
I could not tell the brother, oh, do not think so much, because in all of our hearts there is something that we are afraid of.
我也不能说你不要怀疑主的爱，因为很多弟兄姊妹也生病，很多弟兄姊妹照样得 COVID, 难道神不爱他们吗？
And I cannot just say, oh, you know the Lord loves you. We see other people have gotten COVID as well. Does the Lord not love them?
况且我不是神，我怎能够保证这位弟兄以后肯定不能生病呢？
But I am not God. How can I guarantee that this brother will not get sick?
所以我就在主面前寻求，我要怎么回答这位弟兄，这个问题对我自己来说的答案是什么？
So I sought before the Lord, how can I respond to this brother? What is the answer in my heart?
有一次聚会的时候，一个意念进到我里面。
And one time when we were meeting, this vision view came into my heart.
我们的神不是一位无聊的神，我们的神是一位有目的的神。
That our God is not a God without purpose, but He has a purpose.
我们的神不会在你好不容易重生得救了，你好不容易真的把自己奉献给主了，他把一个遭遇，把一个意外，把一个病，毫无目的，随随便便的加在你身上。
That it's so difficult for you to come and believe in the Lord, and so difficult for you to reach consecration. The Lord will not put these bad things or illness in your life without a purpose.
只要你奉献了，我们可以放心，我们每一个遭遇都被神的目的所支配。
If we consecrate ourselves to the Lord, we can be confident that all the difficulties we experience have a purpose from the Lord.
并且我们可以放心。只要是神的旨意，就是善良、成全、可喜悦。
And we know that as long as it is the Lord's will, then we know it is the best for us and is pleasing to Him.
我不能保证，但神亲自为他自己说过的话做保证。
That though I cannot confirm it, the Lord will confirm it because it is His own word that He has spoken.
我觉得无论我们怎么想象多么离谱、多么不合理的事发生在我们身上，都比不上主耶稣肉身的母亲她所遭遇的。
I think no matter what circumstance we think of, no matter how crazy, no matter how unreasonable, it cannot compare to what Mary, Jesus' earthly mother, had to experience.
一个还没有出嫁的童女，有一天突然被告知说你要怀孕了，有什么遭遇比这个还不合理？
And for Mary, that before she was married, that she was told she would have a son. What is more unreasonable than this?
但是玛利亚说我是主的使女情愿照主的话成就在我身上。
But Mary responded and said, Behold the maidservant of the Lord, let it be to me according to your word.
在玛利亚的心中我是一个完全奉献给主的使女情愿照主的旨意成就在我身上。
In Mary's heart, she was someone completely consecrated to the Lord, and she said, let it be to me according to your word.
玛利亚虽然不懂但是他把他的心思意念专注在这件事情背后的旨意上。
Though Mary did not understand, she fixed herself on what is the purpose and meaning behind this.
Purpose-driven 不是一个口号。
Purpose-driven is not just a slogan.
Purpose-driven 的实际就是神的旨意能够影响我怎么理解还有感知一件事情。
But this purpose-driven life has a reality that we can understand what is the will of God.
所以玛利亚的心中她充满了盼望充满了喜乐她说我的心尊主为大我的灵以我的救主为乐。
And so, but Mary was full of joy and she says that my soul magnifies the Lord and my heart rejoices.
弟兄姊妹神的旨意无论如何都会往前才有成就。
For the Lord's will to be accomplished, it must move forward to accomplish it.
假如我们不愿意把自己奉献给主，让主的旨意在我们身上有路的话，
If we are unwilling to consecrate ourselves to the Lord and let the Lord's will have a way in our lives,
主绝对不会勉强我们。
The Lord will not force us.
主就会越过你和我去寻找别的人。
And He will pass by you and I and He will seek someone else.
在旧约当中奉献又叫做承接圣职。
In the Old Testament, consecration was also consecration to minister as priest.
不是你想奉献就奉献，你必须要生在亚伦家，你才可以奉献。
You could not consecrate even if you wanted to. You needed to be born in the house of Aaron.
你不能说我是以色列人，我还生在利未支派，我就来到神面前说，神啊，我把自己献给你。
You could not just say I'm an Israelite, I'm a house of Levi, I'm here to consecrate myself to you.
没有这个资格。
You do not have the eligibility to do this.
今天神不仅把这个资格把这个特权给我们神还用他的慈悲劝我们把身体献上当做活祭。
Not only has the Lord given us the qualification, the eligibility today to consecrate ourselves, but the Lord is beseeching us to do this.
第二点
Second point.
我想从伯大尼的玛利亚把香膏完全倾倒在主身上交通献上去。
I want to share on Mary of Bethany that she anointed our Lord Jesus with her flask.
奉献的推动 是因为我们的心真的被主的爱，被主的美好所摸着。
The motivation behind consecration is because we have been touched and moved by the Lord's love.
但是奉献不是只停在爱的感动上，奉献必须要有一个决定，有一个行动。
But consecration cannot just stop at this love. There must be a decision. There must be an action.
就是我把我人生的主权毫无保留地献给主。
And that is I give the authority of my life. I give it freely to the Lord.
我们知道玛利亚是在一个筵席上膏主耶稣的。
We know that Mary anointed Jesus at a feast.
这筵席是不在玛利亚的家里的，是在伯大尼长大麻风的西门家里。
And we know this was not at the house of Mary, but it was at the house of Simon the leper in Bethany.
也就是说，玛利亚膏主耶稣，它不是一个一时情感的冲动。
In other words, when Mary anointed Jesus, it was not a sudden movement.
她是好好在家里有预备，专门把香膏从家里拿到西门的家里去膏主耶稣的。
It was not a sudden impulse, but she had carefully prepared and planned that she would bring the flask of ointment to Simon's house to anoint our Lord.
对于玛利亚来说，她在主前听到主跟她说，我要上十字架了。
For Mary, she had heard the words the Lord had spoken that he was going to go to the cross.
她经历主让拉撒路从死里复活。
She experienced the resurrection of Lazarus from the dead.
她心中不得不有一个回应。
She had to have a response in her heart.
当我再见到主耶稣的时候，我把什么献给我最亲爱的主？
The next time I meet my Lord, what can I give my dearest Lord?
所以玛利亚在她的家中，把她所拥有的所有东西，一件一件清清楚楚地在数点，我到底什么，把什么献给我的主，我到底有什么还保留是献不出去的。
And so she looked through all of her possessions. She saw what is the thing that I still cannot give to the Lord.
玛利亚最终决定。 把一瓶极珍贵的真拿达香膏献给主。
And she decided on this alabaster flask of very costly fragrant oil.
我们知道这瓶香膏很可能是玛利亚为着她出嫁从小开始在那存的。
We know that this flask of oil is for her wedding and she saved for it since she was young.
这瓶香膏就代表着一位女子她在过去所有的努力和对未来所有的希望。
And for this young lady, this flask represented all of her hard work in the past and all of her hope for the future.
也就是说，这瓶香膏代表着她的一生。
In other words, this flask represents her life.
当玛利亚把香膏毫无保留地浇奠在主耶稣身上的时候，她同样把她的一生毫无保留地浇奠在主耶稣身上。
Mary freely poured out the oil on our Lord. This is also her saying that she gives her life completely to the Lord.
玛利亚的这个决定 他这个拣选，就像当初他拣选坐在主的脚前听主的话一样，是不能被夺去的。
And Mary's decision and her here is the same as her decision that she chose to sit before the feet of the Lord, and this will not be taken away from her.
不管玛利亚之前她有没有过挣扎，
No matter if she struggled before,
她最终把香膏献上去这个决定，是在主面前认认真真、清清楚楚、心甘乐意地做的。
At this moment, when she offered, poured out the flask for the Lord, this was a decision that she calculated, that she very purposefully did.
无论以后玛利亚的感觉怎么变，无论什么事情发生在玛利亚身上，她心中的这个拣选是不能被夺去的。
No matter how her emotions change, no matter how circumstances change, this consecration cannot be taken away from her.
是不会改变的，是不后悔的。
This will not change. There is no regret.
无论她在献香膏的时候，主耶稣的门徒怎样在她身边为难她，不喜悦她，生她的气。
No matter how the Lord's disciples looked down at her or were upset with her,
玛利亚一句话都不用讲。
Mary did not need to respond a word.
因为这个决定在她心中是夺不去的。
Because this decision in her heart could not be taken away.
弟兄姊妹，你的奉献是不是也是认认真真、清清楚楚的？
Brothers and sisters, is your consecration as well so clear, and such a strong decision?
你的奉献是不是在你心中是不能被夺去的？
And is your consecration one that cannot be taken away?
这个世界吸引我们去爱他，我们也有很多很艰难的事情发生在我们心中，抽签抽来抽去都抽不中，你心中的奉献是不是仍然是不能夺去的？
And we see so many things in our happen in our life. We enter the H-1B lottery, no matter how many times it happens, we can't get it. But do we have the certainty that the consecration will not be taken away from us?
假如你看到的见证没有你想的那么刚强，带领的弟兄没有你要求的那么完美，你心中的奉献，你跟随主的决定，是不是仍然不能夺去的？
And we see perhaps brothers sharing is not as strong as we think, or other things are not as certain. Or do we have the certainty that our consecration will not be taken away?
即使这些问题，我们答案都是是，我们还有一个问题。
Even if this answer is yes, we still have a question problem.
假如出嫁是离我很远的，这瓶香膏是相对容易献上去的。
That perhaps if this flask, the use, like our wedding, is very far away, it may be easy to give.
但假如我生活的脚步一直往前，没想到这暑假我就结婚了。
But if our steps move forward and we find out, oh, this summer I'm getting married.
请柬都在派了。
That the choir is already practicing.
Yeah, yeah, 就是练唱都练好几遍了。
Oh, choir is already practicing and we're already making preparations.
在这个时刻。
And at this moment.
这瓶我一直为着我出嫁而准备的香膏还能不能献上去。
That this alabaster flask that I prepared, am I still willing to offer it to the Lord?
如果生活的步伐一直往前。
That if our steps continue to move forward.
我现在已经不为自己存香膏了。
Then I will no longer save up for my consecration, flask myself.
我为我女儿出嫁存香膏。
That I will prepare for my sister, my daughter.
主祝福再生一个。
And if the Lord blesses, I'll have another child.
我为我儿子娶媳妇存香膏。
And I will prepare for my brother's wife, or son's wife.
以前我自己一个人一瓶。
And before it was just me, I had one.
现在为我的儿女两瓶。
But now for my son and daughter, I have two.
两瓶还能不能给上去？
And these two can I offer to the Lord.
这就考验我们奉献的更新，我们是否在奉献的路上继续往下走。
And so this speaks of the source of our consecration. Can we continue to move forward?
我们的奉献是不是已经成就了，还是说我的奉献仍然是活的？
That can we renew our consecration, or has our consecration grown stale, or is it still living?
第三点。
Third point.
我怎么知道主悦纳了我的奉献？
How do I know that the Lord has accepted my consecration?
我怎么确定我是个奉献的人？
How can I be certain that I am a consecrated person?
我怎么经历这个奉献？
And how do I experience this consecration?
我想即使是地上的事情都要经过考验才能把价值显出来。
I think for things in this world, we need to go through testing before we can see that it's certain.
何况是属灵的事情。
How much more the spiritual things?
弟兄姊妹，假如你有过一次真实的把自己献给主。
If you have truly consecrated yourself once to the Lord.
你的奉献在之后要经过考验。
Your consecration will go through times of testing.
我觉得考验有两个方面。
I think this testing has two aspects.
第一个方面的考验就是当环境还允许我能够做决定的时候，我是怎么做决定的。
The first type of testing is that our circumstances still allow us to make a decision. How do we make this decision?
我在决定的时候考虑些什么，我在想些什么。
That when making this decision, what do I think about? What things am I considering?
一个人怎么做决定反映出这个人是不是一个奉献的人。
How this person makes decision will show whether they are a consecrated person.
我们刚刚读到说一个奉献的人他的会心意更新而变化。
We have just read that when someone is consecrated, they will renew their consecration. They will be transformed in their mind.
心意的更新首先还不在于说我读圣经读到些什么我能上来交通。
And this transform and renewing of our mind is not just speaking about how much I know that I can step on the pulpit and share.
还首先不在于我属灵的悟性突然变好了。
And it is not saying, oh, my spiritual condition suddenly is now good.
而是主在首位，从一个律法，从一个口号， 真的成为一个心思进到我里面，这是最首要的心意的更新。
But the most thing we need to renew is that the knowledge that we have enters into our heart and becomes this real revelation.
假如主在首位，对我们来说仍然是一个别人的要求，仍然是一个 peer pressure 的话。
If putting the Lord at the first place in our heart is just someone else's requirement, it's just peer pressure.
我们做决定的时候是不可能不去效法这个世界的。
When we make decisions, we cannot help but turn to the Lord.
所以最首要的更新是主在首位，真的成为一个意念进到我里面，影响我怎么做决定。
So when we see this vision that God has to have the first place in our heart, this will affect how we make decisions.
第二个方面的考验
，the second kind of testing，
就是当这个环境是临到我身上的
，is when a circumstance comes upon my life，
不是我自己选的，我也不能做些什么。
It is you did not choose it to happen. There's nothing you can do about it.
这就考验我们是怎么跟从主。
And this will test how we follow after the Lord.
一个人能不能在各样的环境中，他仍然选择跟从？这个反映出他的奉献是不是实实在在。
And so when one's decision whether they can truly follow the Lord, this shows whether they have a firm consecration.
抹大拉的玛利亚，她是一直跟到底。
Mary Magdalene followed the Lord all the way to the end.
主耶稣行神迹，我当然跟。
If the Lord is doing miracles, of course I will follow.
如果主耶稣要经过十字架，经过死，最后到坟墓，我是不是一直跟到坟墓？
But the Lord had to die on the cross and buried in the grave. Do I follow him all the way to the grave?
没有一个东西是比死更加绝望。
Nothing is more hopeless than death.
死的滋味就是绝望的滋味。
And the result of death is hopelessness.
The taste of the death.
Oh, taste of death.
但是无论怎样的绝望发生在玛利亚的身上，他仍然选择，他要跟到底。
But no matter how hopeless or in despair she felt, that she still followed all the way to the end.
门徒们都四散了，各回各的自己的住处了。
All the disciples had dispersed and returned to their own homes.
彼得和约翰来看两眼，回到自己的住处了。
Peter and John took a look and they went back to their own homes.
已经有两个门徒在往以马忤斯的路上走了。
And there are two disciples walking on the way to Emmaus.
只有抹大拉的玛利亚留下她一个人站在坟墓前哭。
Only Mary Magdalene was left standing outside the tomb weeping.
对于一个已经奉献的人，已经没有回去的路了。
For a consecrated person, there is no way back.
已经没有我回去的住处了。
There is no home or place to go back to.
主在哪里，我就跟到哪里。
Wherever the Lord is, I will follow.
没有一个真正奉献的人，他是口里只是说我奉献了，他脚步是跟不上去的。
A person who's not truly consecrated themselves to the Lord can only say it with their mouth, but their footsteps cannot follow.
的确是有伤痛，有踌躇，有挣扎。
There is pain, struggle, or hesitation.
但最终他的步伐要跟上去。
But in the end, a consecrated person will still continue to follow with their footsteps.
这个是我想交通的三点。
These are the three points I would like to share today.
我们传福音的时候，我们用神的慈悲劝朋友们，你要信主。
When we share the gospel, we tell brothers and beseech you that you need to believe in the Lord.
今天神用同样甚至更重的慈悲劝我们信主的人，你要奉献。
Today the Lord is telling us the same, even stronger. I beseech you that you need to consecrate yourselves to the Lord.
对于神来说，我们的奉献其实并不能给他加增些什么。
To the Lord, when we consecrate to Him, it does not gain Him much.
但是在神的眼中，是一件极其喜悦、极其重大和严肃的事情。
But in the eyes of the Lord, this is something that brings Him joy and is something so great and so important.
弟兄姊妹，无论你是否曾经奉献了
，Brothers and sisters, whether you have consecrated in the past,
我们都应该认认真真把奉献的题目再带到主面前。
We should very seriously and focused bring this topic of consecration back to the Lord.
我的交通就停在这里，下面时间交给 Samuel.
Let's conclude my sharing, and Brother Samuel will share next. So now I will share and Brother Xinchang will interpret for me.
现在我会交通，新强弟兄会给我翻译。
So today I would like to share on the body of Christ.
今天我想跟大家交通基督的身体。
And I want to share this from 1 Corinthians chapter 12.
我想跟大家从哥林多前书十二章当中交通。
First, let us read 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 12 and 13.
我们一起来读哥林多前书十二章十二到十三节。
For as the body is one and has many members, but all the members of that one body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ. For by one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, whether slaves or free, and have all been made to drink into one Spirit.
就如身子是一个，却有许多肢体，而且肢体虽多，人是一个身子，基督也是这样。我们不拘是犹太人，是希腊人，是为奴的，是自主的，都从一位圣灵受洗，成了一个身体，隐于一位圣灵。
So we see here, I think we know that when we have received the Lord into our hearts, we are in the body of Christ.
我们知道从这里我们能看到，当我们信主的时候，我们就被接纳到主的身体当中。
We have no choice, we are all members of one body.
我们没有选择，我们都是这肢体，身体当中的肢体。
And this is a fact we see in the Bible.
这是一个事实，从圣经中我们能看到。
So given this fact, what should we do as part of the body?
那基于这个事实，我们在这身体中该如何行呢？
I would like to share on two points.
我想交通两个点。
First is, how can we have unity in the body?
第一点是，我们如何在这身体当中有合一。
And second is, how do I serve in the body?
第二点，我如何在这身体中服侍。
So when looking at unity in the body of Christ, I want to discuss two aspects.
当我们看到身体的合一的时候，我想有两方面我想交通。
First, let us turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 25.
首先我们翻到哥林多前书12章25节。
Verse 25 says that there should be no schism in the body, but that the members should have the same care for one another.
二十五节他说，免得身上分门别类，总要肢体彼此相顾。
It says that we can have a schism in the body, which means that there cannot be any division.
他说，我们不能在身体中分门别类，就说我们不能在身体当中有各样各样的分别。
So we know that there should be no division in the body.
我们知道在身体中不能够分门别类。
But is this how we really feel?
但这真的是我们的感觉吗？
Or do we still have some partiality in our heart?
是否我们心中还有一些偏心呢？
In school, in work, and in our daily lives, it's easy to befriend and form a group with others similar to ourselves.
在我们生活当中，在学校，在工作，我们很容易跟一些人成为朋友，成为一个小的团体。
Those who have a similar background, similar age, similar interest to ourselves.
他们可能跟我们有相同的背景，相同的岁数，相同的兴趣。
It is much harder to get along with those who are very different from us.
但是假如跟我们不一样的人，就难一些跟他们相处了。
It is even harder to get along with those who we dislike.
假如跟我不喜欢的人，那更难跟他们相处了。
And I think this is most noticeable in a school cafeteria.
我觉得这个在学校的食堂是很容易被看到的现象。
That though everyone attends the same school,
明明是每个人去同一个学校。
You know, here you see different students grouped together with their classmates and friends at different tables.
这里你看到不同的学生，他们就拢在一起，在不同的桌子上。
So this may be normal at a school.
这个在学校是很常见的。
But is this division also present in the church?
但这个现象是不是人在我们是在这个聚会当中呢？
If we feel a certain way about brothers or sisters,
假如我们对某个弟兄和姊妹有某些的感觉，
may we bring this to the Lord so that we would not be a cause for division in the body.
假如我们有这样的感觉，我们要把这个事情带到主面前，在身体中不能有分门别类。
And that we would not cause this division in the body.
我们不会造成在这个聚会中有分门别类。
And not only should there be no division in the body, but verse 25 also mentions to have the same care for one another.
不仅没有分门别类，二十五节还提到我们需要彼此相顾，有同样的相顾。
It doesn't just say care, but it says the same care.
它没有只是说相顾，它说同样的相顾。
I think this is very important.
我想这是很重要的。
Because Paul further emphasizes that we cannot have any prejudice in our hearts to brothers and sisters.
因为保罗进一步的强调说，我们心中不能对弟兄姊妹有偏见。
We cannot only help those who we like.
我们不能够只帮助那些我们喜欢的。
And we cannot or help more those who we like.
或者我更多的去帮助我们那些我所喜欢的。
But we must show the same care to all brothers and sisters.
我们必须是有同样的相顾。
So now we see we need to care for one another, but my second point is we cannot ignore that Christ is the head.
我们看到说我们需要彼此相顾，但同时我们容易去忽略了主是我们的头。
In Colossians, it tells us that Christ is the head of the body.
在哥罗西书，他说基督是教会的头。
So we cannot just do whatever we want, but we must follow what the head tells us.
我们不能够只是想做什么我们所喜欢的而不去跟从基督是我们的头。
So if we all together decide to go left,
假如我们都决定一起往左走
but the Lord goes right,
但是我们的主往右走
could we say that we have unity with one another?
我们能够说我们彼此是合一的吗？
Yes, we could say we have unity with one another.
我们能够说我们跟彼此联合
But could we say we have unity with the Lord?
但我们能说我们跟主是合一的吗？
No, we cannot because we have gone our own way.
我们不能这么说，因为我们走了自己想走的路。
I think in Christianity today, there is such a big focus on unity with brothers and sisters.
现在在基督教界中，非常强调说跟弟兄姊妹有联合，有合一。
We need to be kind, we need to be nice to one another.
我们要对人友好。
We need to help out all brothers and sisters.
我们要帮助所有的弟兄姊妹。
And then we can have a strong sense of community.
那我们就有很强的团体的感觉。
And when we come to the meeting, we all feel good and we want to be here.
当我们来到聚会的时候，我们觉得感觉很好，我就想在这聚会当中。
But if this is apart from the Lord, we have a choice we have to make.
但假如这跟主是不一样的，我们必须要做一个选择。
That would I be rather just united with the people around me?
我是宁愿跟我身边的人都联合在一起呢？
Or would I rather stand united on the Lord's side?
还是我跟主站在一边。
We can't put the sense of community above the principle of the Lord.
我们不能把一个团体的感觉凌驾在主座头的上面。
The order here is very important.
这个次序是很重要的。
We must first be right with the Lord.
我们必须先跟主有对的关系。
Then we can unite others to pursue the Lord together.
这样我们能跟其他弟兄姊妹一起合一，一起追求我们的主。
We cannot just love others with our natural fleshly love.
我们不能够用我们天然肉体的爱去爱彼此。
If we want to love and care for brothers and sisters by our own strength, one day we will run out of strength.
如果我们是靠着自己的力量去爱的，终有一天我们就没力了。
One day we will find all these brothers and sisters I cannot bear with them and I want to give up.
终有一天我们会发现这弟兄姊妹我受不了了，我放弃了。
So we see we are not trying to do this by our own strength, but by the Lord's strength.
所以我们不是靠着自己的力量，我们是靠着主的力量。
And when we love one another with the Lord's love,
当我们用主的爱去爱彼此，
not only will we care for one another,
不仅我们彼此相顾，
but this will lead others to Christ.
我们也能够把别人带到主面前。
So to sum up this first point, what's important is not focusing on the unity with others.
所以第一点我想总结的是我们不是专注在我们跟别人的联合上
But the focus is that we have unity with the Lord
而是注重在我们跟主的合一上
And if we all follow the Lord completely
假如我们都是完全跟从主的
This unity will occur naturally
这个合一是自然的发生的
Because everyone is under the leading of Christ as the head
因为每个人都是在主在头主是头下面被带领着
And so this brings us to the second point.
所以这引到我的第二点。
How do we serve as part of the body?
我们如何在这身体当中服事？
First, we must be consecrated before we can serve.
第一，我们必须要在服事之前把自己奉献给主。
I think our brother has already shared on this consecration.
我想我的弟兄已经交通关于奉献的事情。
I want to consider consecration using the human body and the body of Christ.
我想从主的身体这个角度去看奉献这个事。
When we look at our bodies, if I raise my hand, is this something impressive?
假如我的身体，假如我举起我的手，这是
Is it anything impressive?
哦，这是一件很了不起的事吗？
If I move around my hand, This is nothing impressive. It's a pretty normal everyday thing.
假如我在咬我的手, 这其实不是一件很了不起的事, 这是很平常的一件事。
So when we look at the body of Christ, the same principle applies.
当我们看主的身体的时候, 同样的原则是同样的原则。
As members of the body of Christ, it is normal and expected for us to listen to what the head tells us to do.
作为身体当中的肢体, 我们是应该去听主是头。
It is normal for us to listen to what the Lord tells us to do.
It's normal.
Yeah, normal.
是很平常我们去听主叫我怎么做。
And it is for a normal Christian to consecrate themselves to the Lord.
是一个正常的基督徒，他会把自己奉献给主。
It is not just super spiritual Christians that consecrate themselves to the Lord.
不是一个超属灵的基督徒，他才把自己奉献给主。
And we have heard messages that serving the Lord should be our vocation or our main job.
我们也听到信息说，服侍主是我们的正业。
And our career on earth is just our avocation or our secondary job or a hobby.
我们地上的职业只是一个副业。
But is this actually true in our lives?
但这真的是在我们生活中真实吗?
If we carefully look at the priorities in our lives, can we say that this is the case?
当我们看我们生活中的次序, 我们真的说这就是这样吗?
For myself, I was faced with this question back in my senior year of college.
当我读大四的时候, 我自己面对这个问题。
It was my second semester, and at this time I was looking for a job.
这是我第二个学期, 我那时在找工作。
And the Lord asked me this question.
主问我这样一个问题,
that would you be willing to leave your career and serve the Lord full time?
你是否愿意不做你的工作, 全时间的服侍主?
And when this, I heard this question, it got me stuck.
当我听到这个问题, 我被卡住了。
That could I give up all the work that I spent the last 4 years studying for?
我能够放弃我过去四年所有的努力吗?
That I was a couple months away from graduating and I had a whole career plan that I wanted to do.
离毕业就几个月了,我有很多对于我职业的规划梦想。
And I had heard testimonies of brothers before us who graduated and immediately went to serve the Lord full time.
我也听到一些见证说有弟兄他刚毕业马上去全时间服侍主。
So what if the Lord called me right now?
主到底现在在呼召我什么呢?
How would I respond?
我如何去回应呢?
And while I was struggling over this question, thank the Lord that He gave me a new perspective on this.
我一直挣扎这个问题，我希望主给我一个新的眼光。
Lord, show me that. Wouldn't it be great if your job on earth is the same as your vocation?
主说，假如你地上的工作只是个副业，这难道不很好吗?
And no, it's that if they are aligned, that my job on earth is now the same as my vocation of serving the Lord.
假如我地上的工作是跟我服侍主是一致的，那不很好吗?
That what better thing could there be than your actual job is serving the Lord?
假如我真实的工作就是服侍主，那不很好吗?
And so when this thought came in, all of a sudden I was full of joy.
当这个意念进入到我里面的时候，我里面充满了喜乐。
And I knew that I could give my career to the Lord.
我知道我可以把我的职业给我的主。
And the Lord knew that I was in no way ready to serve full time.
我的主也知道我根本没有预备好全时间服侍我的主。
But the Lord was testing my heart to see if I was willing to give it to Him at any moment.
但我的主试验我的心，我是否在任何时刻都能交给我的主。
Just like Jesus was calling His disciples.
就像主耶稣呼召他的门徒。
He told them to come follow me.
他呼召他的门徒来跟从我。
They immediately left their jobs and followed Him.
他马上撇下地上的职业跟从主耶稣。
And not just one time, but I find that the Lord continues to ask me this question as well.
不仅是一次，我发现我的主经常问我这个问题。
Am I still willing to renew my consecration?
我是否仍然愿意更新我的奉献?
If the Lord called me today, would I be willing to give it up and serve Him?
假如主今天呼召我，我是否能够放下全时间服侍主？
Nowadays, after work, I spend most of my time at home.
最近我基本上都在我家度过。
And I find myself often thinking of work and how to solve something at work even after I'm off work.
我发现我自己一直在想工作的事，即使我下班了，我还在想。
And during this time, another thought came in as well.
在这个时候，另外一个意念进到我里面。
Now, what if I spent all this time and effort thinking and meditating on the Lord's business?
我应该花时间去思想主的事情，思想主的经营。
And then when this thought came in, I felt very ashamed.
当这个意念进到我里面的时候，我感觉非常的羞耻。
That though I know that serving the Lord is my main vocation,
虽然我知道服侍主是我的正业，
but by my actions, by what I do, it's clear that this is not always the case.
但我所做的并不是一直都这样。
So that's why the Lord asks us to renew our consecration, always be ready to give it to Him.
因此我们的主经常让我们更新我们的奉献，随时能够把这个交给主。
And today the Lord is asking all of us the same question.
今天我们的主问我们同样的问题。
That would you be willing to give up your job to serve the Lord?
我们是否愿意放弃我们的职业去服侍主？
Maybe some of you don't like your job and you will be more than willing to leave it.
假如你不喜欢你的工作，你是很容易说我就放弃。
But does that mean your vocation is serving the Lord?
但即使你放弃了，你的正业是不是还是服侍主呢？
Or is there something else you hold most dear in your heart?
还是有一些东西在你心中你其实特别喜欢。
Whatever we hold most dear, would you be willing to give that up to serve the Lord?
你心中最宝贵的，你是否愿意放下去服侍主？
And only after this consecration can we actually look at service.
当我们真的把自己奉献给主的时候，我们才能够去看我如何服侍。
I think when we read these verses, we often jump to think, what part of the body am I?
当我们看这些经文的时候，我们总是会想，我在这身体中是一个怎样的肢体？
Am I the mouth? Am I the arms? Am I the feet?
我是口吗？我是手吗？我是脚吗？
Do we want a certain service so that others will look up to us?
我们是否希望能够做某一些的服事，所以别人能够高看我呢？
Or do we look up to others because they have a certain service?
或者我们是否高看某些人，因为他们做某一些的服事呢？
Or do we look down on others because they do a different service?
或者我们是低看一些人，因为他们做某一些服事。
Do we get jealous about service of other brothers and sisters?
我们是否对弟兄姊妹他们所做的服事，我们心中有嫉妒，有羡慕？
Maybe we think, I could do that. In fact, I could even do a better job.
我们心里面想，其实我也可以，我甚至比他做得更好。
That should be me doing that task.
应该我来做。
That the leading brothers, they do not have good vision. They don't see that I'm the one who should be doing it.
那些带领弟兄有眼无珠。
And do we look and constantly point out other brothers and sisters' mistakes?
我们是不是整天专注在弟兄姊妹所犯的错误上面？
If I were doing the service, I would not have made such a mistake.
假如由我来做，我就不会犯这个错误。
Or are we envious of someone else's gifts?
我们是否去嫉妒别人的恩赐？
That I wish I had the same gift as this person, then I could serve the Lord.
我希望我也有这个恩赐，所以我能够也这样去服侍主。
But when we get so caught up in these outward services, we miss what is important.
当我们太被这些外面的服侍吸引，我们就错失了到底什么是最重要的。
The most important thing is that we listen to the Lord.
最重要的是我们听主。
When we think of serving the Lord, we might ask this question.What can I do for the Lord?
当我们服侍主的时候，我们总是在问，我能为主做些什么？
But I think this question is actually inaccurate.
但这个问题是不对的。
We should instead be asking, what does the Lord want me to do?
反而我们应该要问，主要让我做什么？
Do we see the subtle difference here?
我们看见这两个当中巨大的差别吗？
That the source here must come from the Lord.
这个源头必须要从主而来。
That the service is not just outwardly, but it's to bring us closer to the Lord.
这个服事不是外面的，反而应该是把我更多的带到主面前。
So we must ask, what does the Lord want me to do?
所以我们应该要问，主啊，你要让我做什么？
If the Lord wants you to be the member that no one sees, are you willing to do it?
假如主让我做一个别人看不见的肢体，我是否还愿意呢？
Let us again look in 1 Corinthians chapter 12.
我们再来看哥林多前书十二章。
Let us look at chapter 12, verse 23.
我们来看二十三节。
It says, And those members of the body which we think to be less honorable, on these we bestow greater honor, and our unpresentable parts have greater modesty.
身上肢体我们看为不体面的，
越发给他加上体面，不俊美的越发得着俊美。
It says that these things we think are less honorable actually have greater honor.
我们以为那些不体面的，其实它可能是更体面的。
And the unpresentable parts are more important.
我们以为那些不俊美的可以是更重要的。
And so I thought of members that cannot be seen.
我想到一些我们不能被看见的肢体。
And things I thought of are our internal organs.
例如我想到我们的内脏。
For example, let's say the liver.
举个例子，例如我们的肝脏。
That some of us may not even know which side our liver is on our body.
有些人可能都不知道我肝脏是在我哪一边。
So, for example, let's say you were serving as the liver.
假如你做一个肝脏在那服侍。
And you say, no one can see me, no one ever praises me.
你说没有人看见我，没有人，从来没有人称赞我。
So I don't want to serve, I don't want to work so hard.
我不想服侍了，我不想那么努力了。
I want to take a break.
我想休息一下。
Brothers and sisters, do you know what happens when your liver stops working?
弟兄姊妹，你知道假如你的肝脏不运作的话，你会怎样吗？
This is liver failure, and if you don't treat it, it leads to death.
这就是肝脏的衰竭，假如你不去治，你要死了。
And so we see that the liver is so important to the human body, though we cannot see it and though it goes unnoticed.
所以我们看见肝脏对我们人非常重要，其实它是看不见的，甚至我们都不去觉察它。
I want to use this example to illustrate that we cannot be so casual about saying, oh, I don't serve.
我想用这个例子去说明说，不能够说我这个服侍是看不见的，我就很随便。
That by not serving, I'm only affecting myself. If I don't serve, I only affect myself.
哦，假如我不服侍的话，我只是影响到我自己。
But it can actually have a negative effect on other brothers and sisters as well.
你以为只影响你自己，但其实对别的弟兄姊妹有负面的影响。
You never know if there's a younger, newer believer who is actually looking up to you.
你不知道可能有年轻的、初信的弟兄姊妹，他们在暗中以你做榜样。
Or your service was helping brothers and sisters in ways you never knew.
你的服侍其实在帮助他们。
And so I want to make this point clear that we cannot be relaxed on this aspect of service or we say, oh, I can't consecrate myself so I don't have to do service.
我想着重这一点说，我们不能够说我不去服侍，或者说我不奉献，我就很随便。
Remember, we are all members of one body and we must serve together.
我们要记住我们是身体中的肢体，我们要互相服侍。
And not only that, we need to see that God has appointed each one to do as a certain member.
不仅如此，我们看见说主是安排各样的服侍。
Let's look at another verse in 1 Corinthians chapter 12.
我们来看哥林多前书12章的经节。
In chapter 12 verse 18, it says, But now God has set the members...Each one of them in the body, just as he pleased.
十八节他说，但如今神随自己的意思，把肢体俱各安排在身子上了。
God has placed us in the body as he pleases.
主把不同的肢体俱各安排在身子上。
It's not up to you to decide.
这不是你决定的。
So if you are jealous about other brothers and sisters and their service,
所以假如你嫉妒其他弟兄姊妹的服事，
this is actually complaining to God.
然后你向主抱怨
that God, I'm not satisfied with what you have given me.
你跟主说我不满意你让我做这样的服事。
But can we see that all that we really need to consecrate the service to the Lord?
我们能不能看见说我们应该把我们的服事奉献给主？
That we know we need to consecrate our lives, but our service also must be consecrated.
我们都知道我们要把我的生活奉献给主，我是否把我的服事也奉献给主？
And we need the Lord to renew our minds.
我们需要我们的主更新我们的心思意念。
That if we just read at the following chapter, Paul tells us that all these service and gifts without love profit nothing.
在下一章中我们看见说，保罗说，没有爱的恩赐没有什么益处。
So when we have this right mindset, we see that what's important is that we follow what the Lord has given us and told us to do.
所以真正重要的是我们跟从主，明白主让我做的是什么。
And the Lord has placed us together in the body to care and to encourage one another.
主把我们放在身体中，彼此相顾，彼此鼓励。
The Lord has also placed us in the body so that we can serve the Lord together in a way that is pleasing to Him.
主也把我们放进身体当中，我们能够一同服侍，来讨他的喜悦。
I think if we think about eternity,
假如我们想到永世，
one day we will be with all brothers and sisters for eternity.
那一天我们会跟所有的弟兄姊妹在永世当中永远的在一起。
If we can't get along with them now, how will we be able to get along for eternity?
假如我们现在都不能跟某些弟兄姊妹相处，在永世当中我们怎么跟他们相处？
If we can't serve with brothers and sisters now, how can we serve the Lord together for all eternity?
假如现在我不能跟弟兄姊妹一起服侍，在永世当中我如何跟弟兄姊妹一起服侍？
The Lord is using these circumstances today to show us how we ought to work with one another, care for one another in the body.
主现在用各样的环境来让我们学我们如何彼此相顾，如何一同服侍。
This is a very practical issue.
这是一个非常实在的问题。
Especially now that we are meeting in person in our new meeting place.
现在我们在我们的新会所面实体的聚会。
That we see there are so many needs of the church and of one another.
我们看见说聚会当中很多需要，彼此很多需要。
So may we all learn to live as members of one body.
所以让我们一起来学我们如何做一个肢体，在身体当中生活。
And may we learn to live in this one body with Christ as the head.
我们学如何以主作为首，我们在这身体当中生活。
That concludes my sharing.
这是我的交通。
我们现在请我们一起读一些圣经。
We'll read some Bible verses.
我们先请一起读约翰福音第四章第二十三节。
We'll read John chapter 4 verse 23.
那真正拜父的要用心灵和诚实拜他，因为父要这样的人拜他。
For the hour is coming and now is when the true worshippers will worship the Father in spirit and truth.
我们在读
for the Father is seeking such to worship him.
我们在一起读腓立比书第二章第十六节。
Philippians chapter 2 verse 16.
将生命的道表明出来，叫我在基督的日子好夸我没有空跑，也没有徒劳。
Holding fast the word of life so that I may rejoice in the day of Christ that I have not run in vain or labored in vain.
我们最后请一起读哥林多前书第九章第二十六节。
Lastly, First Corinthians chapter 9 verse 26.
所以我奔跑，不像无定向的；我斗拳，不像打空气的。
Therefore, I run thus, not with uncertainty; thus I fight, not as one who beats the air.
我们这最近这一段，我们家庭组，我们周五的交通，我们一直在交通各种各样的生活。
During this period of time, the family gather, meetings on Fridays, we have been sharing living.
对，我们交通了祷告的生活、倚靠的生活、信心的生活等等很多其他的生活。
The life of prayer, life of faith, etc.
但是当我读到这些生活的时候，我跟自己的生活一比较，我就发现好像差得很远。
So when I was reading about all these about the life, I compare it to my own life and it's very different.
好像我的生活很多的时间都是在浪费，都是好像没有任何的结果，在神面前不被数算。
I see that my life, I just waste my time away and it's not counted before the Lord.
所以今天我交通的题目是虚空的生活。
So today I want to share with you a life in vain.
首先到底什么是虚空
So what is vanity
虚空和空虚不是很完全一样的
it's a little different from emptiness
对，因为空虚它是人里面的一种感觉
because emptiness is kind of what you feel in you
是一个人他感觉自己里面很空
man can feel that he's very empty on the inside
虚空不是一种感觉
But the vanity is not a feeling
一个人他里面可以感觉很空也可以感觉很充实
One can feel empty and also can feel being full.
他的生活可以是很忙碌。
Very busy.
但是他所做的一切都没有意义，没有用处。
But what he does can be meaningless.
对，在神那里是不被纪念。
And what he does is not counted before the Lord.
这个就是虚空。
And that is vanity.
所以我们每一天，我们的生活，我们每做一件事情。
So every day, of our lives, everything that we do,
我们是不是能够被神数算是非常重要的。
Is that counted before the Lord? That is very important.
因为我们基督徒将来是要见主的。
Because we as Christians, we are going to meet our Lord.
当我们见主的时候，我们是要向神交账的。
When we meet our Lord, we have to answer to God.
我们不能两手空空的去见主。
We cannot go empty-handed to meet Him.
所以真的求主指教我们能够知道如何数算我们的日子。
So we ask the Lord that He will teach us that we can count to number our days.
让我们的追求不是徒然，不是空跑。
That our pursuit is not in vain.
同时我们也要知道，当主在看我们是不是虚空的时候，
And we also have to know as the Lord when He sees us, are we living in vain?
他不是以我们的标准来做。
It's not according to our standards.
他是按神自己的标准来判断。
But it's according to God's standard.
那我们也弟兄姊妹我们的弟兄们以前交通过很多。
Brothers have shared a lot.
作为一个基督徒我们不应该爱世界。
As Christians, we ought not love the world.
因为我们不要去追求世界上的享乐。世界上的成功和地位等等。
To not pursue the pleasures and this, all the success of this world.
所罗门在他的传道书里曾经说过，他说：“虚空的虚空，一切都是虚空。”
And Solomon had said, in Ecclesiastes, "Vanities of vanities, all is vanity."
他说都是捕风。
Said all is just passing. It's just it's all wind.
所以当我们在追求这个世界的时候，带给我们的结果是。就是虚空。
So as we are pursuing this world, the result that comes to us is just vanity.
因为当我们爱世界的时候，爱主的心就不在我们里面。
Because when we love this world, then the love of God is no longer in us.
我想我们每一个人都听了很多这样的教导。
I believe each and every one of us have heard many times this teaching.
但是如果我们今天我们努力地追求主。
But today, if we were to strive to pursue our Lord.
我们聚会祷告服事。
Whether as we gather together our prayers and our service.
是不是我们的生活就不是虚空的？
Is it true then that our life is no longer in vain?
是不是我们这样做都能够被主被神数算？
Is it if we do it this way then our days will be counted before God?
雅各书第一章第二十六节里，雅各告诉我们。
In James chapter 1 verse 26, it tells us,
他说若有人自以为虔诚却不勒住他的舌头反欺哄自己的心这人的虔诚是虚的。
If anyone among you thinks he is religious and does not bridle his tongue and but deceives his own heart, this one's religion is useless.
雅各在这里说虚的这个词它的英文是 in vain.
And here, when James said that he meant being in vain,
就是没有意义。
This useless is being that's useless.
它和那个虚空是一个意思。
It's the same as vanity.
所以可见神是有他的标准的。
So we see that God has His standard.
如果我们在侍奉的时候，我们不是按神的标准。
If we are serving the Lord and we are not doing it according to His standard.
我们做的再多。
Even the more we do.
我们再认为我们自己虔诚。
Even if we think we are pious,
这一切都没有意义。
And these are all useless.
这一切都是虚空。
It's all meaningless. It's all vanity.
所以，但神的标准到底是什么？
But what is God's standard?
那我们知道，在旧约的时候，
We know that in the Old Testament,
神规定以色列人每一个男丁一年要有三次来朝见神。
God wants all the men to come three times a year before Him.
当他们朝见神的时候，神对他们每一个人有一个要求。
And God has a requirement of them when they come.
神说谁也不可空手朝见我。
You cannot come empty-handed.
他们要把自己所得。
They have to bring what they have.
按着神的标准，神有具体的要求。
And according to the specific requirement of God, they have to come and answer to God. Today we are in the New Testament. And we come because of the blood of our Lord Jesus. But how do we worship our God? In John and in 4:23 we have read,
主耶稣告诉我们,
our Lord Jesus tells us,
那真正拜父的, 要用心灵和诚实拜他, 因为父要这样的人拜他。
True worshippers will worship the Father in spirit and truth, for the Father is seeking such to worship Him.
这就是神对我们今天的要求。
And this is what the Lord requires of us today.
换句话说,
In other words,
如果我们用心灵和诚实拜神的时候,
when we come and worship Him in spirit and truth, this is what is counted before God.
如果我们的敬拜不是用心灵和诚实去拜的, 就没有意义。
And our worship, if it's not in spirit and truth, then it's meaningless.
我不知道弟兄姊妹以前读到这句话的时候有什么的反应。
Brothers and sisters, I do not know what reaction you have when you read this verse.
我在刚信主的时候，我觉得这很容易。
When I first believed the Lord, I feel this is very easy.
我每次来到神面前，我真的是真心的在那里敬拜，我真的是把我所有的事情都可以袒露给他。
I come here, I can just come in sincerity and tell Him everything.
但是后来我才发现，是我根本就不懂这句话。
But afterwards, I realized that I did not truly understand this verse.
神说的很简单，只是要心灵和诚实。
The Lord said it very simply, in spirit and truth.
那什么是心灵敬拜？
But what is to worship in spirit?
那我们也都知道，心灵它的原文是灵的意思。
Oh, to worship in spirit, and then the original text is spirit.
心灵的敬拜就是灵的敬拜。
What you worship in your heart is in spirit.
灵的敬拜就是说，我们要这个人在敬拜神的时候，我们要是服在圣灵的带领之下。
And when we come and worship in spirit, we are submitting to the Holy Spirit.
什么是诚实的敬拜？
And what is the worship that is in truth?
其实诚实这个中文的翻译并不是很准确。
And the truth in the Chinese text is not very accurate.
这个词它在圣经希腊文的原文它叫 Aletheia.
The original text in it's Aletheia.
Aletheia这个词它实际上包含着三层的意思。
Aletheia has three levels of meaning.
它第一层它是诚实的意思。
And the first is honesty.
它说的是心口如一。
So your heart and what your mouth speaks is the same.
它第二层的意思它说的是实情。
And the second is the truth in its matter just as it is.
也就是说我们到神面前是带着我们的本相，是我们实际是什么样子的，我们不需要遮掩。
So when we come before God, we come just as we are, we do not have to hide.
第三层的意思是真理。
And third is truth.
所以我们敬拜神也要用真理来敬拜神。
And we also worship in truth.
那我们知道主耶稣就是我们的真理。
And we know Jesus is our truth.
所以诚实的敬拜。
So when we worship in truth,
它指的是我们在神面前敬拜的时候, 我们要表里如一。
It's pointing that when we come and worship Him, it's what on outward and inward has to be one.
我们要照着我们自己的本相, 我们不能有任何的遮掩。
We have to come just as we are with no hiding.
但是最重要的是,
我们不是我们这个人在敬拜。 But most importantly, it's not this man worshiping.
我们是靠着我们里面基督的生命在那里敬拜。
But we come with the life of Christ in us, we come and worship God.
所以当我真正明白这句话的意思的时候, 我才知道我以前的理解是差得有多远。
When I truly understand this verse, then I can see what I understood before was very far from this.
所以按着神对敬拜的要求,
so according to the requirement of worship on God's end,
我们对圣灵的顺服有多少?
Our submission to the Holy Spirit,
我们里面基督的生命能够彰显多少?
However much we can manifest Christ's life in us,
我们的敬拜就能被神数算多少?
Then how much it is that our God can count that our worship is counted before God.
如果不是这样的敬拜,
if it's not in such a way,
那我们所做的一切都是虚空。
Then what we do is all vanity.
在腓立比书保罗也告诉我们。
And in Philippians, Paul also tells us.
我们刚才读的第二章第十六节。
In chapter 2, verse 16.
保罗说将生命的道表明出来，叫我在基督的日子好夸我没有空跑也没有徒劳。
Holding fast the word of life so that I may rejoice in the day of Christ that I have not run in vain or labored in vain.
如果我们这一生我们没有将主生命的道表明出来的话，我们这一生都是在空跑，都是在徒劳。
If we have not held on, held fast to the word of life to manifest the word of life, then we in this life we would have ran in vain and labored in vain.
所以我们现在知道神的标准。
So now that we know the requirement of God,
我们把神的标准带到我们自己的生活中，我们看一看。
And we bring God's requirement into our lives, and we take a look at that.
我们的日子，我们所做的事情，到底有多少能够被神数算？有多少是徒劳，是空跑
？Our days and what we do, are they counted by God? And how much it is that we have run in vain and labored in vain?
所以我想通过我们生活中我们的祷告、我们的信心和我们的侍奉三个方面。
So I would like to share, about our prayer, our faith, and our service in our lives.
我们都是祷告，我们都会祷告。
We all know how to pray.
我们可能还会有很多很多的祷告。
Maybe we pray a lot.
但实际上，并不是所有的祷告都能够被神纪念。
But in reality, not all prayers are being counted.
雅各书第四章第三节里告诉我们。
Not all prayers are being remembered, and in James 4:3, he tells us.
他说你们求也得不着，是因为你们妄求，要浪费在你们的宴乐中。
You ask and do not receive because you ask amiss that you may spend it on your pleasures.
雅各告诉我们，我们祷告的时候，我们的目的是非常重要的。
And James tells us that our purpose is very important when we pray.
如果我们来到神面前，我们只是为自己的享受，为我们自己肉体的满足，我们在那里求神。
And if we come to God and we pray, it's all for our own pleasure, our fleshly pleasures, to come and pray.
他说我们这样的祷告是不被神纪念。
He said that such prayer will not be remembered by God.
我们这样的祷告是虚空的。
And this prayer is in vain.
主耶稣也亲自告诉我们。
Our Lord also tells us.
他说：“你们要先求他的国和他的义。”
Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness.
那主也教我们如何的祷告。
And the Lord also taught us how to pray.
那我们在主祷文中我们也看到。
In the Lord's prayer we see.
主说：“我们在天上的父，愿人都尊你的名为圣，愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。”
All Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come.Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
我们看到主教我们的祷告中，先求的是神自己。
And our Lord teaches us what we pray for, what we ask for in the first place is God Himself.
是神的名，神的国，神的旨意。
His name, His kingdom, and His will.
后面我们才开始求我们自己。
And later on, then we ask for our own.
所以一个人祷告的次序是非常重要的。
So how a person pray is very important.
因为我们看一个人是怎么祷告的，可以看出他心里到底看重的是什么。
And there is an order of how a person pray that is important, and we can see from that what is most important to that person.
如果一个总是把神的国、神的义放在前面的人
，one a person who always put the Lord's kingdom and His will be on the front.
他一定看神家的事重过自己的事。
He sees God's house, the matters of God's house more important than his own.
所以我们自己回头看一看，我们平常的祷告都是什么样子的。
And we can look back and see what is our prayer like.
可能很多的时候，我们花了很多时间是为我们自己在求。
Maybe many times we spend a lot of time praying for our own things.
主啊，求你给我一份工作。
And Lord, give me a job.
给我一个婚姻。
Give me a marriage.
给我一个孩子。
Give me a child.
给我一个房子。
Give me a house.
对，我们求了很多的事情。
And we ask for many things.
可能等我们好像求了很多，我们如果还有时间的话，我们想起哦，我可能为其他的弟兄姊妹可以求一求。
And maybe after we pray for our own many things, and we would think, oh yeah, I can pray for our brother and sisters.
我可以再为教会求一求。
And I can pray for the church.
所以我们有的时候我们可以问问我们自己。 神的国和神的义到底在我们心里是有多重的分量。
So we need to ask ourselves, God's kingdom and His righteousness, is it important in our hearts?
其实我不是说我们不能够为自己求。
It's not that, I didn't say that we cannot ask for our own things.
但是我如果我们一个基督徒，我们所求的全部是在为自己和自己的需求在求。
But as a Christian, if what we ask for is all for our own,
哪怕我们一天24小时不停地祷告。
Maybe we even pray 24 hours a day.
其实这也不是神想让我们过的祷告的生活。
But this is not the prayer life that the Lord has for us.
如果我们求的时候，我们一直是先为自己求。
If we pray, whenever we pray, if we keep praying for our own things first,
那说明实际上我们还是把自己的事情看得重过神家的事情。
And it shows to us that in reality that we put our own things up more important than God's house.
就会带给我们一个结果。
And it will bring this result.
就是当神对我们有呼召有要求的时候。
And when God has a calling for us and asks of us.
我们一定会把自己的利益放在最前面。
We'll put what, our own, profit, before God.
我们一定会想我如果答应的话我会受什么损失。
And we would, think, you know, if I answered, yes to God, then what would I lose?
我们刚才弟兄们交通要过一个奉献的生活。
Our brother shared to live a life of consecration.
实际上当我们这样祷告的时候很明显显明我们这个人并不是一个奉献的人。
If we pray like we pray just, that way, then obviously we are not one who's consecrated.
就像亚拿尼亚和撒菲拉夫妇。
Just like Ananias and Sapphira,
他们在那里跟其他的弟兄姊妹一起追求神。
They are pursuing with other brothers and sisters.
但神有这么一个要求的时候。
But when God has a requirement,
因着他们放不下自己的利益。
Because they cannot put their own matters down.
所以他们不可能对神完全的奉献。
So they cannot consecrate fully to the Lord.
所以他们要保留自己的一部分。
So they withheld from the Lord.
所以我们也知道他们的结局。
And we know their end.
他们的追求实际上在神那里看为虚空。
That pursuit in God's eye is all in vain.
根本就没有被神纪念。
It's not being remembered by the Lord.
下面我想交通就是信心。
I want to share faith.
我们可能说我们自己的信心，我的信心大或者我的信心小。
Maybe we would say, you know, I have greater faith or my faith is very small.
但是保罗告诉我们。
But Paul tells us.
信心有两种。
There are two kinds of faith.
一种是真的信心。
One is true faith.
一种是假信心。
One is false.
那真的信心保罗叫它无伪的信心。
And a true faith, Paul calls it a sincere faith.
我们知道一个信心的根基是神自己。
We know that the foundation of faith is God himself.
不应该是任何其他的东西。
It's not any other thing.
但是实际上我们看我们的信心的时候。
But in reality, when we look at our own faith,
我们在实际生活中我们真正相信的实际上并不是神自己。
In our life, in reality, what our faith is on is not God himself.
而是我们自己希望的事情的结局。
It's of the things, how we want things to end like.
当我们带着这种信心来到神面前的时候。
When we bring these things with such a faith before God.
当神听了我的祷告的时候。
When God answers our prayer.
按我所求的为我成就大事的时候。
When he does great things according to what I ask,
我们的信心好像就大增。
And it seems that our faith, you know, jumps quickly.
我们就赞美神，好像我们要把一切归给神。
And then we praise the Lord and we want to give everything to him.
我们就好像打了鸡血一样。
It's、
我们就感觉、
like,
就是 very high.
It's kind of getting a booster.
对 yeah. 我们感觉神跟我们在一起。
And we feel like, you know, God is with us.
我们做什么我们都感觉我们有信心。
Then we do everything, we feel we have faith. Oh, it's steroids there.
但是神一旦没有答应我的祷告。
But it, when God doesn't answer our prayers.
或者他迟迟的不答应。
Or he, delayed his answer.
就好像我们刚才弟兄说的，别人的这个 H1 都下来了。
And just like our brother shared, other people's H1 has been approved.
我的还没有下来。
Mine is not yet.
但是我是真心在那里向神祷告。
Do I truly still pray to God?
我甚至我这个要这个工作并不是完全为我自己在求。
And even, you know, I'm asking for this job, it's not for my own.
我也是为了能留在这里一起服侍神。
And I ask because I want to stay here and serve together.
神为什么不答应我？
Why doesn't God answer?
所以在这个时候我们就开始怀疑。
Then we start to doubt.
我们好像就提不起那个劲儿了。
It's like we have no more strength.
我们的信心好像就不知道跑到哪里去了。
And we don't know where our faith has gone.
所以我们看到这样的信心不是无伪的信心。
And this faith is not a sincere faith.
因为我们把信心建立在这个事情的结局上。
Because we built the faith on the foundation is being built on the end, the result of this matter.
而且是建立在我希望的事情的那个结局上。
And it's also being built on the foundation of how I want the things to turn out.
我们这里有一个不相信。
And we have this unbelief.
我不相信神有主权。
I do not believe that God has the lordship, the authority.
虽然我们都会唱，我们说神掌权。
We all said that He reigns.
但是实际上我们还是把事情抓在我们自己手里。
But in reality, we still hold on tightly to this.
我们要知道神做事情不是按我们的意思做事情。
We have to know that God does things not in the way that we do.
他是按着自己的旨意在做事情。
He's doing according to His own will.
所以我如果我们一直在靠着这样的信心来跟随神的话。
If we continue to lean on such a faith to follow God,
这种信心是假的信心，只会带来虚无，带不出真正的建造。
That faith is fake, and it will not bring about true building.
所以我想跟大家一起看一个圣经里告诉我们的故事。
I want to read together a story in the Bible.
在但以理书第三章第十七节到第十八节。
In Daniel chapter 3 verses 17 and 18.
这里讲的是但以理的三个伙伴在面对被扔到火窑里的时候他们在神面前的祷告。
It speaks of the three companions of Daniel when they were just about being thrown into the furnace.
这个是他们面对尼布甲尼撒王他们所说的话。
And also in response to what King Nebuchadnezzar said.
他们说即便如此 我们所侍奉的神能将我们从烈火的窑中救出来王啊他也必救我们脱离你的手既或不然王啊你当知道我们绝不侍奉你的神也不敬拜你所立的偶像 因为时间的关系我们就不翻译这个英文了
We'll not translate into English
对请大家自己读一下
read on your own
所以我们看到在第十七节里他们向尼布甲尼撒王表明他们对神的信心
So in verse 17, we see that they respond to Nebuchadnezzar their faith in God.
他们相信神能够救他们。
They believe that God can deliver them.
他们也相信神一定会救他们。
They believe that God will deliver them.
但是在第十八节里，他让我们看到，神可以用他自己的方法来救他们。
And in verse 18, we see that God can use His own way to deliver them.
如果神的方法不是他们所想叫的话。
If God's way is different from their way,
他们还是相信神。
They will still believe him.
他们说既或不然。
They say that, but if not,
他说我们还是不敬拜你的神，我们还是要敬拜我们自己的神。
No, will we worship the gold image which you have set up?
这是一个真的信心。
This is a sincere faith.
真正的信心才能带出真正的建造。
A true faith can bring about true building up.
这样才能带给我们。就是我们的这个这样的信心才能被神数算。
And this faith can be counted by God.
我想我最后再简单的交通一下，就是我们在服事中，我们如何被神数算。
In service, it's counted by God.
我们在服事中，我以前没有服事的时候，我觉得我是一个非常顺服的人。
Before I go into service, I feel that I'm one that very obedient to the Lord.
我觉得我。弟兄姊妹的意见我都可以接受。
I can accept all the suggestions of brothers and sisters.
但是我逐渐发现好像越服侍主
But gradually, the more I serve him,
就会有一个最大 很大的诱惑。
And there is this temptation.
就是我们想帮主的忙。
And we want to help God.
我们想把自己认为最好的方案我们想把我们自己认为最好的东西拿来服侍神。
And we want to bring, you know, the best method that we feel is the best method and best way to serve him.
就好像我们觉得主的计划不是很完美，还差一点点。
As if we see that God's his plan is not the best, it's not perfect.
加上我这一点，事情就变得完美了。
Just, you know, add my portion, that would be perfect.
但实际上恰恰是我们加上的这一点。
But in reality, it's the portion that we added on.
是完全没有意义的。
It's meaningless.
是完全不被神纪念。
It's not being remembered by God.
而且很多的时候，我们加上的这一点反而会阻碍神的工作。
And many times, you know, we see that the portion that we added on, hinders God's work.
我想借着圣经里，一个人物，我们来简单的分享一下。
And if you're a figure in the Bible, we'll share.
这个是在耶利米书里记载的一个叫巴录的。
In Jeremiah, one named Baruch.
巴录这个人大家可能不是非常的熟悉。
Maybe you're not familiar with him.
他是在耶利米时代的一个文士。
He's a scribe during the times of Jeremiah.
那我们知道神对耶利米说了很多的话。
And we know that God spoke a lot to Jeremiah.
是关于攻击以色列、犹大并各国的一切话。
And it's about the words that it's against Israel.
所以耶利米就招了巴录来为他做记录。
So Jeremiah called Baruch to come and record all these words.
我们看到巴录非常忠心的服侍。
And we see that Baruch served faithfully.
在耶利米书36章第四节里记载。
In chapter 36 verse 4.
说巴录将耶和华对耶利米所说的一切话写在书卷上。
So Jeremiah called Baruch the son of Neriah, and Baruch wrote on the scroll of a book all the words of the Lord.
我们也知道耶利米因着他的预言犹大国的悲惨的命运，而且因着他劝这个犹大人投降巴比伦。
And because of Jeremiah's prophecy and his words to the to Judah to surrender to Babylon,
他自己受了很大的迫害。
And he was being persecuted.
但是巴录不因着怕跟随耶利米而受到迫害。
But Baruch wasn't afraid that because he was following Jeremiah that he was being persecuted.
他还是忠心地服侍耶利米。
He still faithfully served Jeremiah.
所以他也遭到犹大王约雅敬的通缉。
So he was also being persecuted by Jehoiakim.
并且巴录所记载的这个书卷被犹大王所烧了。
And the scroll that Baruch wrote also being burned by the king of Judah.
然后耶利米又让巴录重新记录这个书卷。
And Jeremiah had Baruch to record it again.
所以我们看一下巴录当时是怎么做的。
So what did Baruch do?
在耶利米书第36章第32节里记载。
So in 36, 32.
说巴录就从耶利米的口中写了犹大王约雅敬所烧前书卷上的一切前卷上的一切话，另外又添了许多相仿的话。
So after writing all the words, he added some other many similar words to it.
我并不知道巴录为什么要添很多相仿的话。
I do not know why Baruch added many similar words.
但是根据我读圣经的时候，我的个人的一个体会。
But when I read the Bible, this is my personal feeling.
因着巴录看到以色列犹大将要面对悲惨的结果。
Because that he sees that Judah is about to meet a very terrible end.
他的心里非常的忧伤。
He was deep. He was sorrowful.
他有可能是想加上一些话，把那个语气加重，能劝犹大人能悔改。
He wanted to persuade them to repent.
按我们人的角度来说，他是出于好心。
We see from our standard, you know, he's out of a good heart at this.
但是我们知道，约翰在启示录里告诉我们。
But John in Revelation.
说任何人不能在神的话上加添什么或者删去什么。
That no one is to add or take away any of God's words.
即使是出于好心的，神也不要。
Even if you're out of a good heart, the Lord doesn't want it.
但神实在是爱巴录。
But God really loved Baruch.
所以他专门在耶利米书第45章里，他在那安慰巴录，但是他也警戒巴录。
So he comforted Baruch in chapter 45. He also warned him.
他在45章第5节里，耶利米书，他说，你要为自己图谋大事吗？不要图谋。
He said, and seekest thou great things for thyself, seek them not.
我们也不知道巴录到底要图谋什么事情。
We do not know what Baruch seeks.
可能就是像我刚才所说的
maybe what I spoke.
他想靠自己的力量能让犹大人悔改
that out of his own strength he wants to have the people of Judah repent.
但是神说说你不要图谋
but the Lord says seek not.
因为我们自己所做的是永远没有果效的
But what we do on our own,
whether
it's going to be effective.
在神看来也是没有任何意义的。
In God's eyes, it's meaningless.
我们知道我们摩西说我们一生的年日只有七十岁。
Moses said we only have about 70 years in our lives.
我们若是强壮可以到八十岁。
And maybe we are strong, we live to be 80.
但实际上我们看我们的日子真的是如飞而去。
But our life indeed, just fleeting days.
希望我们当那一天见主的时候
May we, when we meet the Lord,
我们不要说我们度尽的年日好像一声叹息。
That the life that we have lived is not just a sigh.
保罗在哥林多前书第九章二十六节里告诉我们。
In First Corinthians 9:26, Paul says.
他说：“我奔跑不像无定向，我斗拳不像打空气。”
Therefore, I run thus not with uncertainty, thus I fight not as one who beats the air.
所以我们真的是不要做一个糊涂人。
That we not be one who's foolish.
我们既然信主。
We have believed in the Lord.
我们要明白主的旨意。
We have to know His will.
让我们从今以后，我们可以不从我们自己的情欲，我们从神的旨意在世上度我们余下的光阴。
That from this day on, that we will live.This life according to His will.
让我们都能够珍惜我们的光阴。
That we will redeem our time.
让我们每一天的日子都能被神数算。
That every day of our lives will be counted by God.
这是我的交通。
And this is my sharing.
我们一起祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer.
主啊，我们何等的感谢你。
Lord, how we thank you.
主啊，你把我们这样，真的是对你没有任何帮助的人，主啊，你救回到你的家中。
Lord, we have no help, no use to you, but yet, Lord, you save us into your house.
你借着这一浸，主啊，把我们所有的弟兄姊妹浸成一个身体。
Lord, and through this baptism, you baptize us into one body.
你让我们属于你。
You cause us to belong to you.
主啊，我们理所应当把我们自己当作活祭献给你。
Lord, we ought to consecrate ourselves a living sacrifice unto you.
主啊，就求你吸引我们。
Lord, draw us.
让我们珍惜我们眼前的光阴。
That we will really hold precious the time that is before us.
让我们在还能够在你面前追随你的时候，我们都起来，主啊，我们来追求你。
Lord, in this time that you give us, that we can still pursue you, Lord, that we will rise up to pursue you together.
让我们每一天的日子，主啊，都能在你那里被数算。
Lord, that every day of our lives will be counted before you.
我们感谢你。
We thank you.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray this in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.